ladies. I'm happy to be with you again. This is our third in our series on the names of God. And tonight we're going to be talking about El Shaddai. Let's open with prayer. Our Father God, I thank you for blessing us with this time together. And I thank you for the ministry here at church that makes it possible, and for Jonathan and his crew that take care of the audio and the visual at the church here so wonderfully. It's a great ministry, and especially in this time of the pandemic, Father, we're so thankful that we can stay in touch this way. Please be with our study. Help it to inspire us to trust more in our Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sure a lot of you remember El Shaddai, the song that was written by Michael Card and John Thompson and made popular by Amy Grant in 1982. Long time ago, huh? Although the music is uplifting and the lyrics remind us that the God who provided and moved then is here today to provide and move now, the deeper meaning of the words are often missed. Now, you know, we often sing songs or read verses in the Bible without truly understanding their real meaning. And part of this is because we don't understand the Hebrew that it was written from, or the Greek koineia that it was written from. And some things are lost in translation. And whether it's we're reading prophecy, praise, the name of a city, or so on, we often miss the richer meaning we could have if we understood the meaning of Bible words in their original language. We sometimes miss what the writer and God truly intends for us to understand. So today, in our continuing study of the names of God, we'll be looking at El Shaddai, and that is translated most often as God Almighty. There's a principle in biblical interpretation that is often useful, and it's called the first mention principle. And what this is in order to understand a particular word or doctrine fully, we have to find the first place in Scripture that word or doctrine is revealed and study that passage. The reasoning is that the Bible's first mention of a concept is the simplest and clearest presentation. Doctrines are then more fully developed on that foundation. So to fully understand an important and complex theological concept, Bible students are advised to start with its first mention. And that is what we're going to do in our study today. We're going to look at the passage where El Shaddai is first mentioned in the Bible. The first use of the word El Shaddai is found in Genesis 17. This is an important passage in the Bible. In Genesis 17, Abram has had a child by Hagar, Sarai's servant. Ishmael is 13 years old. And God comes to Abram to reaffirm his covenant with him. In verses 1 through 8, this is what is said. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come to you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Now, here we see two main points. The first is that God is affirming his promise to give Abram and Sarai a son. And secondly, God changes their names to Abraham and Sarah. Further down in the chapter, God also institutes the rite of circumcision as a sign of the covenant between Abraham and himself. Now let's go back to verse 1. In verse 1, God calls himself El Shaddai, God Almighty. Previously, God had used other words to describe himself to Abram. Why the change to God Almighty? To understand this, we need to first understand what's implied in the name El Shaddai, or God Almighty. El is short for Elohim, meaning God, and is combined in Scripture with other words from time to time, besides El Shaddai. Now, there are several ways to interpret the word Shaddai. One interpretation is mountain. Another is sufficient. Another is sovereignty or kingship. And what all these interpretations have in common is the idea of power and might. God's omnipotence is another way of looking at El Shaddai. And this brings us back to the story of Abraham. Abraham was a follower of Adonai, or God. He left his home and traveled far to obey God's commands. He enjoyed God's blessings on his life. God promised him a son by his wife Sarah. When that didn't happen, and they were both getting old, they ran ahead of God and took matters into their own hands. The result was a son born to Abraham with the servant, Hagar. Now, Abraham and Sarah mistakenly believed that this son was the promised son that God was going to send. From the first promise God gave to Abraham about a son until the birth of Isaac, it was about 25 years. Do you think Abraham was weary of waiting? Do you think he doubted God's omnipotence, God's sufficiency? Do you think that Abraham and Sarah thought God needed some help to fulfill his promise to them? What does that say about their confidence in Adonai to keep his word? And so, after they've run ahead of God, tried to solve this problem on their own, God comes to Abraham and called himself by a new name. So in this passage, not only is God called by a new name, God Almighty, but Abraham and Sarah are given their new names, Abraham and Sarah. This is how the first two verses of chapter 17 reads in the complete Jewish Bible translation. When Abram was 99 years old, Adonai appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am El Shaddai. Walk in my presence and be pure-hearted. I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will increase your numbers greatly." Here you can see in this rendering of the Hebrew Bible to English, where they use the Hebrew words, Adonai comes to God and says, "I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty." He is reminding Abraham that he is sufficient. He is powerful. He is enough. Abraham and Sarah needed a refresher course in God's ability to keep his promises. They needed to be reminded that their God is a powerful God who is able. They needed to be reminded that God's power is greatest when he works through our weaknesses. It apparently worked. Here's what Paul says about Abraham and Sarah in Romans 4, 18 through 21. "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Did you hear that? It said he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. A word from El Shaddai was enough to strengthen Abraham's faith. Two things to remember about God as El Shaddai. Nothing can thwart his sovereign purposes, and El Shaddai cannot be defeated. So we need to ask, is El Shaddai enough for you? Is he sufficient to meet your needs? Can he be trusted to fulfill his promises? As Abraham learned, it's when we come to the end of ourselves and our resources that we begin to tap into the sufficiency of the supply of El Shaddai. We can then find that it is more than adequate for all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. My God is able to supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And he is able to abundantly, more than we can think, provide for us. In a survey conducted by Barna Research Group, before anyone even thought of a pandemic, this is from, I think, 2006, the following terms were used by Christians to describe themselves. 31% said they were stressed out. 49% said they were too busy. 40% said they were in debt. 50% said they needed new friends. 11% were dealing with addiction. 48% were searching for purpose. And 62% admitted that they liked to be in control. One thing I believe this survey shows us is that it's not hard for us to believe in creation, the virgin birth, or the resurrection, but it is hard sometimes to believe that God is faithful. It's sometimes hard to believe that God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. How about when you have to deal with a perpetually difficult child? When you have despair because of a life-altering illness? Or your marriage has fallen apart? Or you're alone? Or there's a pandemic? Oftentimes we turn to ourselves to solve our problems, when turning in faith to an all-powerful, all-sufficient God is the only way out. This is when you need to call on El Shaddai. Christians are not immune to problems. We can't run from them, we can't prevent them from coming into our lives, and we can't solve all of them. Yet El Shaddai can be our sufficiency in the midst of every impossible circumstance. Are you facing a difficult or even impossible circumstance? Have you been trying to solve it on your own? Maybe it's time you called out to El Shaddai and let God Almighty contend for you. Let God Almighty work it out. It's only when we come to know that God is enough that we can submit to him and let him have his way. Is God sufficient to meet all your needs? I pray that he is today. Let's close in prayer. Our Father God, we know you are able. We know you are sufficient. Help us, Father, to yield ourselves over to your ability and to your sufficiency. Help us to let go of ourselves and our own power and give in to yours. We know you are Almighty El Shaddai. Help us to trust you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join us in person, we're currently meeting at 9 and 10:30 on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Check out our website at cocep.org for current info on services and social distancing guidelines. Have a great week.